तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायां ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापरकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथं वीतं तं सजीवम् सार्वायतं सवदूतं पूर्णा सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदं सहगणा ललिता शिवसकंसितंश्च हे कृष्णा कर्णसिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे बृंदवनेश्वरी पृषुभानुसुतदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकापतृभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रणीतनन्द शैर्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, Text Number 20. Bile Bata Urukrama Vikraman Ye Na Srinvata Karnapute Narasya Jiva Asati Dardurika Iva Sutta Na Cha Upagayati Urugaya Gata Bile Bato Rukrama Vikramanye Nishrinvata Karnapute Narasya Vivasati Dardurikeva Sutta
Vivasati Dardurikeva Sutta
Na Chopagaya Yurugaya Gata Bato Rukrama Vikramanye Nishrinvata Karnapute Narasya Jivasati Dardu Rike Vasuta Nacho Pagayat Yurugaya Gata
Thank you.
Exactly like that. Sutta, Sutta Goswami. Never. Ksha, also. Upagayati, chants loudly. Urugaya, worth singing. Gatha, songs. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the personality of Godhead and has not sung or chanted loudly the worthy songs about the Lord is to be considered to possess ear holes like the holes of a snake and a tongue like the tongue of a frog. Purport. Devotional service to the Lord is rendered by all limbs or parts of the body. It is the transcendental dynamic force of the spirit soul. Therefore, a devotee is engaged 100% in the service of the Lord. One can engage in devotional service when the senses of the body are purified in relation with the Lord. And one can render service to the Lord with the help of all the senses. As such, the senses and the action of the senses are to be considered impure or materialistic as long as they are employed only in sense gratification. Purified senses are engaged not in sense gratification, but in the service of the Lord in toto. The Lord is the supreme with all senses, and the servitor who is part and parcel of the Lord also has the same senses. Service to the Lord is a completely purified use of the senses as described in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord imparted instructions with full senses, and Arjuna received them with full senses. And thus there was a perfect exchange of sensible and logical understanding between the master and the disciple. Spiritual understanding is nothing like an electrical charge from the master to the disciple, as foolishly claimed by some propaganda mongers. Everything is full of sense and logic, and the exchange of views between the master and the disciple is possible only when the reception is submissive and real. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that one should receive the teachings of Lord Chaitanya with intellect and full senses so that one can logically understand the great mission. In the impure state of a living being, the various senses are fully engaged in mundane affairs. If the ear is not engaged in the service of the Lord by hearing about Him from Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, certainly the holes of the ear will be filled with some rubbish. Therefore, the messages of the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam should be preached all over the world very loudly. That is the duty of a pure devotee who has actually heard about them from the perfect sources. Many want to speak about something to others, but because they are not trained to speak on the subject matter of Vedic wisdom, they're all speaking nonsense, and people are receiving them with no sense. There are hundreds and thousands of sources for distributing mundane news of the world, and people of the world are also receiving it. Similarly, the people of the world should be taught to hear the transcendental topics of the Lord, and the devotees of the Lord must speak loudly so they can hear. The frogs loudly croak, and the result is that they invite snakes to eat them. The human tongue is especially given for chanting the Vedic hymns, and not for croaking like frogs. The word asati used in this verse is also significant. Asati means a woman who has become a prostitute. A prostitute has no reputation for good womanly qualities. Similarly, the tongue which is given to the human being for chanting the Vedic hymns would be considered a prostitute when engaged in chanting some mundane nonsense. Bile bato rukrama vikramanye eshvenvita karnapute narasya shivasati dardo rike vasuta na chopagayat yurugaya gata. One who has not listened to the messages about the prowess and marvelous acts of the personality of Godhead and has not sung or chanted loudly the worthy songs about the Lord is to be considered to possess ear holes like the holes of a snake and a tongue like that of a frog. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tenamane Namaste Sarasatun Deve Gauravani Vacharne Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatyade Siddharna. This verse Prabhupada's stressing that devotional service is actively using all the senses. According to the Mayavadis, that when one becomes advanced in spiritual life, then he becomes senseless. He loses all his capacity for using his senses. But according to the Krishna conscious point of view, that actual sense engagement begins when one becomes Krishna conscious. In the material concept of life, the aim is to gratify the senses, but that gratification, Krishna says, is avritam jnana ekena jnanino nityavarina kama rupena kuntaya dusprena analena cha. Thus the man's pure consciousness is covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust, which is never satisfied and which burns like fire. So in the material world, when one tries to gratify the senses, then instead of actually becoming gratified, instead of becoming enlightened, that one becomes covered by the illusory energy and one becomes full of anxiety. So therefore the Mayavadis, the Shunyavadis, the Nirvisheshas, that they think that since if I use my senses in the material world, I become covered by the illusory energy and I become full of anxiety and misery. Therefore, better to stop all sense activities. Because they don't know that spiritual life means that there is spiritual sound, there are spiritual senses, etc. It is simply a question of how we choose to use the senses. That Krishna has two energies, namely matter and spirit. Although ultimately everything is actually spirit, just like the expert electrician, there's one energy called electricity, but he can utilize it either for heating or for cooling, depending on how he uses the electricity. Similarly, there's one energy called spirit, but Krishna is so expert that he can utilize that energy either to put someone into Maya, illusion, if they so desire, or he can utilize that energy to give them self-realization or Krishna consciousness. Just like the government may have two departments, one is the criminal department and one is the educational department. So someone who's not in knowledge, he may think, oh, this criminal department is not very nice, always harassing people, but this educational department is very nice. But from the government's point of view, both the educational department and the criminal department, they're very both nice. As a matter of fact, sometimes The government has to spend more on the criminal department than on the educational department. So Krishna has different energies, and according to the living entity's desire, these different energies are manifested. So when the living entity wants to become senseless, then this illusory energy called Maya covers him, and one thinks that there's nothing but Maya. That's called Mayavadi. Mayavadi's thing, hearing about Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastimes, this is all material. They think that we should not hear these pastimes because Krishna dancing with the gopis, this is the same thing as ordinary boy and girl dancing. They don't know that Krishna is fully spiritual, that the gopis are spiritual, therefore they see everything as Maya. But human form of life is meant for conquering the senses and utilizing them in Krishna's service. That's the responsibility of human form of life. As Krishna says in the next verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Indriyani mano buddhir asya dishtanam uchite etare vimohajat yesha gyanam avrithidehinam. The senses, the mind, and the intelligence of the sitting in the places of this lust, which veils the real knowledge of the living entity and bewilders it. So Prabhupada has indicated in his purport that in order to conquer lust, this illusory energy, this illusory consciousness, and lust represents that feeling that I am the enjoyer. And in order to continue on with my enjoyment, I have to make so many arrangements in the material world. This is called lust. So where does lust start? It begins with hearing. The whole world is full of propaganda. Everywhere there's an advertisement, you know, come here and smoke this, come here and drink this, come here and enjoy this. Everyone is advertising that this is the way to heaven. One cowboy is puffing on one cigarette and he's saying, smoke this cigarette, this is the way to heaven. Some bottle of whiskey is there and one half-naked man and woman are saying, this is the way to heaven. So everyone's seeing, hearing, this is the way to heaven, this is the way to enjoy, this is what it means to be a man, this is what it means to be a woman. And so they're hearing like that, and they think, well, all right, if that's what I'm supposed to do, you know, how much? You know, $1 a pack. All right, puff, puff. Now I've become greatly elevated. I'm a high-class materialist. So hearing, then the mind becomes filled with these ideas, how to enjoy in the material world. And then the senses become agitated because after all the mind is contemplating on the senses and therefore the senses become agitated. And the soul, therefore, with an agitated mind, with an agitated senses, thinks, let me serve my senses and end the agitation. Let me satisfy my senses. And then the itching sensation won't be there. So let me scratch a little bit and see what, you know, if I can become satisfied. So, but in order to scratch, one needs intelligence. Therefore, next, the intelligence becomes the repository of all lusty propensities. Because in order to get money, in order to enjoy sense gratification, one needs intelligence. In the Vedic conception of life, that before one does anything, first there's dharma. There's the principles of how the world works, what the laws of nature are, and how not to get implicated in violating the laws of nature. So the hearing process in the Vedic conception is meant from the very beginning to hear about dharma. Unfortunately, people are not taught in that way. As a matter of fact, they're taught adharmam dharmam itiya manyate tamasavritaha sarvatan viparitam cha Buddhisapartha Tamasi. They're taught what is religion is actually not religion. Just like here in Belgium, they consider it, the government has put out a report saying that Hare Krishna is bad. Why are they bad? Because they're vegetarians. And besides that, they do strange things like go out on the street and chant the names of God. So they consider this to be abominable. They're not eating dead animals. They're not, you know, chanting cinema songs. They're not getting intoxicated. So these people are degraded. These people are a menace to the satisfaction and psychological health of modern society. They don't engage in normal activities. So for them, it's yani shasara bhutanam tasyam jagrati bhutani yasyam jagrati pashami sapashe yani shasara bhutanam tasyam jagrati samyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sapasho samune pashtamune. Now what is night for all sentient beings is the time of awakening for the self-control. And what is the time of awakening for the self-control is the night for the introspective sage. So they cannot understand because they have no spiritual conception of life. Their whole conception of life is simply material because that's all they've ever heard. Therefore, because they haven't heard anything spiritual, they have no idea how the senses should actually be engaged. They only know sense gratification. Therefore, when it comes time to gratify the senses, when the senses and mind are agitated, then the only intelligence they have is how to gratify their senses. But in the Vedic conception, Brahmachari Guru Kule Vasandanta Guru Arhitam Achavandasava Nucho Surida Sarida Guru Surida Sarida, that one should go and hear at the beginning, the brahmacharis would hear about the laws of nature, and therefore even there is some impulse for sense gratification, then the intelligence say, no, don't do it, you'll violate the laws of nature and get into trouble. So that's human form of life. In human form of life, when one gets a instrument, then he has to know how to utilize it. Or else if he doesn't know how to utilize it, he'll find himself in difficulty. Just like if you would get a lawnmower. So a human being, he has to know that how to use a lawnmower. Not that wherever the lawnmower feels like going, then just go with it. So if it feels like going over the cat or the dog, or, you know, over someone's foot, then just go with it. Because you don't want to repress lawnmowers. People who repress lawnmowers have psychological problems, according to case histories. Or a car, before one is allowed to drive a car, one has to learn what the rules of the road are. And he's expected to follow the rules, the signs, the stoplights, the policemen. If not, then his license will be revoked and he won't be able to drive that car anymore. He'll have to walk. So human form of life means that there's a rule book. How to drive in the human form of life is there. That's in Shastra. There are so many signs, there are so many policemen, there are so many different rules that one has to follow. And if one doesn't follow, then one's license is revoked and he has to take another species of life. So human form of life is meant to hear about especially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the essence of all the Vedic instructions. Therefore, when the senses are demanding, I want to be gratified, then the human being is supposed to use his intelligence and say, no. In what way or in what extent is proper to utilize the senses, including gratifying them. But the Mayavadis or the materialists, they don't believe in this. Therefore, their only choice is sense gratification. And when the intelligence is strong, then it controls the mind and senses, and directs the human being towards the path of self-realization. But when the mind and senses overcome the intelligence, when the soul doesn't have fixed determination to utilize this intelligence in the service of Krishna, then the intelligence simply becomes an instrument to gratify the mind and senses, thinking of different ways. Just like modern society probably points out, that the Duskritinas, they're very intelligent. But they're intelligent how to make mischief. To make an atomic bomb undoubtedly takes great intelligence. But such intelligence is simply to create problems for everyone. Just like the monkeys. The monkeys are very intelligent. They know how to do many things we can't do. How to swing from a tree and steal people's glasses when they're walking. And then dangle the glasses in front of the person. And so the person has to throw up chapatis or some kind of food so that then the monkey exchanges, barters with him. And then he can get his glasses back or his shoe or whatever else. The monkey knows this person's carrying bananas, swoops down on the person, steals all the bananas and runs away. Very intelligent. But no one likes the monkey in Vrindavan. Monkey business. That the monkey is simply causing mischief. So similarly, there are four classes of people. There is an intelligent class of people who are not active. There is an intelligent class of people who are very active. There's a foolish class of people who are inactive, and there's a foolish class of people who are very active. So the word of the four classes of people, the Brahmins, the inactive intelligent person, is considered to be the highest class. And the monkey-like people, the active foolish, they're the lowest class, because they'll be very active, but whatever they do, they create problems for others. So similarly, unless one has sufficient intelligence, then he may be very expert, sufficient understanding how to utilize one's intelligence, then one may be very active and create big, big skyscrapers, big, big atomic weapons, big, big things going on and be proud. But such intelligence is actually not very good. It's actually destructive intelligence. So one's intelligence should be directed towards self-realization. And otherwise, then the mind and senses will simply misdirect the intelligence will be used for the misdirected activities of the mind and senses, because the bewildered soul has chosen to acquire a false ego by which he's now identifying himself with the mind and senses, and therefore thinking that the gratification of the mind and senses will actually make him happy. So the Bhagavatam says that no, that a human being should not chant or like a frog or hear like the snake holes. On the beach sometimes when they walk and see different holes. So they're holes. These are holes that snakes have entered into. Prabhupada gives the example. Sometimes a mouse, he creates one hole, and then the snake enters into the hole and eats the mouse and lives very peacefully there. Such holes, although they're holes like our ear holes, but they can't serve the purpose of hearing anything. So the Mayavadis think that our ear holes are just like snake holes, and that there's really nothing to hear that's worthwhile. And the materialists, they think that the only thing worthwhile is to hear is the cinema song. Or the current different types of music. But actually the ear holes are meant to be filled up with the topics about the personality of Godhead, because if one is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, then automatically the soul is enlivened and enlightened, and therefore he'll carefully use his intelligence to engage his mind and senses in the service of Krishna. But when the ear holes are filled with rubbish, sound vibrations, then the soul is bewildered into thinking that his aim of life is simply to gratify the mind and senses, which, although they never become gratified. So this is the message here, just like Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami has said that Vacha Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udrapasta Vegam, Etan Vegam, Yogashahetadira, Sarvam Apimam Prativim Sashisha. That one who can control his senses by engaging them in Krishna's service, then he can become qualified to make disciples all over the world. So, the whole idea is to engage the senses in Krishna's service, and then we become Krishna conscious. And if we're Krishna conscious, then Krishna is in everyone's heart, will give us intelligence how to distribute Krishna consciousness and how to make further progress in our own devotional service. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Yeah, we have to speak loud enough so that people can hear us. Well, Prabhupada, of course, we also understand that we should make great propaganda. Just like Prabhupada wanted many books to be distributed, he himself went around the world and he liked when reporters would come and interview him. He sometimes said controversial things just so that they report on it. The Hare Krishna say that, you know, this or that. Just like Prabhupada he was fun. I remember seeing him in Dallas. Prabhupada came to Dallas when I was there. And as soon as he got there was some women reporter and said, Swamiji, we hear, because Prabhupada was going to different places in America. He was just in Chicago. And he was telling that women have half a brain. So he was going around telling everywhere. And it became a great kind. All of, you know, headlines in the newspaper. Swamiji says women have half a brain. So whether Prabhupada, you know, actually believed that women have half a brain or not, but the important thing is that it made headlines everywhere. It became a big, you know, controversy. So Prabhupada, to him, you know, it was more. I think it was, you know, somewhat of like he believed that women should be protected and that they should follow an intelligent man. But he also probably also, you know, men sometimes have a brain too. But if he said men have half a brain, it would have made the newspapers. So probably sometimes did things just to get propaganda. So he liked that. He liked massive book distribution. He liked, you know, when there were articles about Krishna consciousness in the newspaper. Even when there was deprogramming, and one devotee was going to be tried in court for brainwashing. So Prabhupada said that's Krishna's grace, because now everyone will be hearing about Krishna. You know, the Krishnas are bad, they're brainwashing people, the Krishnas are doing this, the Krishna. That way they'll hear about Krishna. So it's not so bad. So Prabhupada wanted that extensive propaganda for Krishna. Anything else? Yes.
The relationship of intelligence and the active intelligence. Why is relationship of intelligence better than active intelligence?
Because active intelligence means that lazy intelligence, you'll be thinking about so many things. You'll be thoughtful before you do something. Active intelligence, you may be intelligent, but you may do the wrong thing sometimes too. You may not be so intelligent. You may get caught up in your activity and the results of your activity. So the Brahmins, for instance, they don't get very much results from their activity. As a matter of fact, they try and minimize their results. Therefore, there's nothing to get caught up with, to get attached to. But active intelligence, you may accumulate so many things and become attached and then lose your intelligence. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grandhara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.